least a fun time. Welcome everyone out tonight to our CDR special meeting. Roll call.
Justin.
Here.
Kevin.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
Russ.
Here.
Rondi.
Here.
And Sam.
Okay, next item is to approve the agenda items. I'll make a motion to approve the agenda items as noted for the 22nd September 2020 special meeting for the CDRA. Second. Okay, I have a motion by Justin and seconded by Kevin to set the agenda items for tonight's special CDRA meeting September 22nd, 2020, 6 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay. Two seconded.
Kevin. Okay. Okay. Tyler's not going to be able to make it, so I'll proceed on the basis of the conversation we had with him.
Okay.
And I'll be 6 minutes later here, okay?
Don't trip on my cord.
Cool, I'll be careful. Well, several weeks ago, I talked with Paul. There was a special project. Was working on phases 4 and 5 of the industrial park under the auspices of the EDA grant. And when we put the asphalt down, the concern was that this was going to cause some complications for the original route that was set forth to take the gas line in. The idea being that Dominion would take a line in, then the businesses in phases 4 and 5 would pay them to hook into that line. A long time ago, some weeks ago, I passed out the proposal, which was $68,405. We've been working closely with Trenton Brown from Sunrise, and so last Thursday I placed a call to Sunrise, and since Justin was in the area, he was kind enough to represent Sunrise with that hat on to go meet with Tyler, and we got some pretty good news we'd like to report. We can do it all in a route that will save about $15,000 to $20,000 for not taking up the asphalt. And secondly, you can put the line in for about $59,400 compared to $68,400. So you're going to save about $9,000 there plus $15,000 to $20,000. So what I'd like to do is have Justin, if he would, report on the work he did with on behalf of Sunrise with Tyler. And I'd like to suggest some options of how we might be able to pay for that.
So I think it was last Friday I got a hold of Tyler. I met him on site, and I just wanted him to explain to me. First I asked him if we were to hook the hanger up just by itself, how would they go about doing that if that was a standalone customer, and he explained, oh, we'd extend the main line here and then we'd run a service in. And I said, well, so why in that light, why are we having to run a main line all the way down in front of firebox stoves when we can pick that service up off of Airstrip Road or whatever it's called?
Yep, like I talked about that.
So we discussed a few things, and he said that he would go back, and he felt pretty confident that he could get that approved to just have one long side service from the gas line on the south side of the road going to the hangar, which would mean they would still put the gas line on the south side to serve all those units on the south side, but they would run a long service to pick up the hangar, and then they would pick up the Spains from Airstrip Road. He assured me that he could get that approved, and that would save us about $9,000 on that,
but about $15,000 to $20,000 on that.
On having to replace the asphalt, so they were gonna rewrite the contract, I guess.
I'm talking about that. He had to take off for a few days, but when he gets back, based upon what the board decides tonight.
So let me back up a little bit. The last discussion we had was about just running a line to the Spain.
Let me point out that when we first started, the idea with this correspondence going back to June was working with McAdams' office and others to get the funding to put the whole thing on the basis that probably less expensive to do a lot, to put a line into everything Cook-Cog two out at once rather than incrementally. But we did talk last about, last time we discussed it, we said, well, there are two people that need to hook on now. One of them is Despain, that's Firebox Grove, where you see that new building going up. And the other, of course, is Brad Taysom, who has the building where the old hangar. And so we had asked them to get together with Tyler individually, which they did. And as those numbers started coming back, it's in the case of Despain from Firebox, he was very willing to pay the $2,000 to hook into the Dominion Energy line, but he didn't want to pay for the $8,000 for the line. So he said, okay, let's go back and revisit it and look at the whole thing, and that's where you came in.
Right. And so as we, there was some situations.
It was $8,400 to take that line to that building, as you just discussed.
Yeah, and Tyler expressed some concern about doing it in piecemeal. We'd have to pay for mobilization every time a contractor came in. And he would have to rewrite our agreement to exclude those two. And so through the course of these discussions, in fact, there was a guy that was out there that's building on the west side of the runway about a third of the way down that is wondering when his gas is going to be there too.
That's right, we've talked about that.
And so I guess it has kind of evolved into maybe looking at it as rather than just doing the two services that was going to be like $12,000.
Pardon me?
The two services.
I didn't get the information back for Brad Taysom, but it was over $8,000 to bring the line, one line into, which I thought was not a very wide route. But I kind of agree with that. Then, of course, he would have paid $2,000 to hook into it. So we said, well, let's back away and look at what a plan to do it all at once. That's the estimated price of $59,400, and I got a couple of suggestions for you to consider on how you might pay for that.
So are they still going to run, because his initial suggestion or proposal was to run both sides of Lindbergh Lane,
right,
and then go across the airway strip.
That is correct.
Is that still his proposal?
Yeah, but they're only going to run one line down Lindbergh on the south side.
And then they'll still go clear across the runway?
Mm-hmm. They'll go across the runway west and tie into that line going north and south on the west side, and then they'll cross again and run on the east side of the runway. So they'll have double mains going north at 1,000 and then just one main going south to pick those up. So
that's why I was wondering if we could loop that on the west side, because I know they talked a lot about wanting to loop. To be cheaper to loop it out and go.
Yeah,
and on Highway 89.
And I did bring up, you know, he made it really clear that Dominion Energy now does not participate in installing the lines. That's just a policy that they have now. Whereas when they were Questar, they did in the first phases, and so early on in the project, we were thinking that was going to be the case, and about halfway through
yes,
we discovered that was not going to
be. There's another factor too, in the other phases of the gig, we did an EDA grant back then in 98 and one in 2014. And then of course on phase three, there's only two lots of water, 1,000 south, we didn't have to worry about utilities. But we also learned that EDA would not let us, EDA, as you recall, was a $249,200 grant. Then we matched it with land sales for $106,008. Now,
or not.
We found out that EDA would not, you could not use any of your matching money or the EDA money to put in infrastructure that's owned by a for-profit-making organization. We're not for-profit. The RDA, you guys are the developers.
You're
the public sector developers. But they would not let us use any EDA or matching money to put in the gas. So we didn't have to worry about it in the past. They go through and estimate all that. They estimate how much revenue they could generate and they put it in. So anyway, I have a couple.
Next question would be, so Dominion, they're saying they're going to sell the gas.
Right.
They're going to get the profit.
Yep.
And we got to put in their their lines, their infrastructure for them to make money.
Well, that's about it.
That's it.
Yeah, because
so how does that work?
Well,
how do they get?
It doesn't work well because as I just mentioned, he was here the other night. Before, a press guard would come in, look at the people they could hook on, estimate what revenue they could generate, and then take the line. Then they would charge them to hook into their line.
Yep.
That's what we're doing now, except Dominion Energy will not pay to put the line in. The developer's got to put the line in, and we happen to be the developer.
Well, Dominion Energy's not a local company either.
Not anymore, yeah.
Boy, that's a deal. Well, I want to run an entity like that myself.
But we're expecting the same thing out of people who develop here. We want that. We don't want to come in and run the lines for them, extend all the lines for these developers. That's not fair either. Unless you had enormous impact fees or something to cover them. So in reality, we're doing the same thing. If they're going to build a subdivision, they're going to put the water, sewer, and power in, and the gas.
That's true.
A developer.
That's the way to look at it. But nevertheless, Questar was much more friendly entity to work with, and they would run numbers to say, hey, we can afford to put out here. We're going to generate enough revenue to do. Plus the fact, they had a business model they followed where they would basically subsidize things in small areas. We didn't have a bigger base. Am I right on that, Sam?
They would correct me if I'm wrong, but we still run the main trunk, don't we? And then they pay to hook into our...
Not anymore. If it's extended...
Yeah, we don't...
If it's extended at all, they put...
Oh, yeah, we don't bear that.
Well, what have we been doing out there running sewer lines?
That was...
Did they pay for that, or did we pay for it?
Again, that was part of the grant money and cities that developed. That was our development.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I say, but we put in the infrastructure.
Yes.
We put in the water,
and
sewer.
And they just took into it.
We put the EDA money in the match. We put in the water, the sewer, the power, and the roads. That's what we did.
And we did put it to the property.
But the difference is we're the developer.
Well, I know.
So that's the difference.
We're not the property. Well, and it's industrial versus residential, too.
We're not for profit?
Yeah.
No. City's not for profit. They're public.
From a legal perspective, they are a profit-making entity, we're not.
Yes, exactly. That's what
they have to pay shareholders, we don't. That's the difference.
Let me suggest a couple things you might want to look at. I know, starting back in June, I was overloading you with emails. But when the bill was first, when the CARES Act was first passed, this gentleman right here sent me an email. And so I went to McAdams to see how we could interpret the CARES Act money legislation in a way that we could use some of the CARES money to put in a gas line that puts the private sector would connect. Again, the gas line owned by a profit-making entity, and the businesses are for profit, and they would be connected to it. Now, there's still some gray areas, and what I would suggest you consider is the $3 million that the county has. I'm working with Kevin Christensen, and we're going to, that money is going to be used to help businesses who lost money because of COVID-19.
Can I say something while you just remind me? The Jensen girl, that her mom runs the bar over here?
Yes.
She's very interested in that because... Oh. Janet Seely?
I know.
Apparently they were saying, what is the city doing with the CARES funding? How come it's not going to these businesses?
We were getting ready to send out to every one of our business license holders. And I talked to Kevin. I said, how are we going to avoid duplication? I said, look, you got 3 million. We don't have a thunder. We only have 300,000. And we'd like to spend at least a quarter million dollar of that for the transformer that went out from the day that was gathered by shipping. He said, okay. He said, let's do this for you. We've got about 400 licensed businesses in the county. Work with me. I will send them out to all your people. Now, I found a couple of people who hadn't got them, so I sent them the link. They can go online and apply for that money. So I'll follow up.
Was there one of them? So
I'm going to follow up tomorrow, okay. Make sure.
All right. Sorry.
No, you're right.
Remember, tell you then I would forget. So.
Okay, no problem. Now back to what you might want to consider. We have received a $12,000 refund from the, we have $12,000 available to us from the industrial park project that we could use toward this $59,400. That would leave $47,400. I'm suggesting to you that we consider, based upon all the correspondence with McAdams' office, that we consider taking that $47,400 CARES fund. Now, if we find out, operating in good faith, that it's not allowed, then I would suggest that if that happens, I don't think it will, but if it were to happen, I would suggest that we pay for it out of land sales. Let me give you our latest figures. We currently have in reserve in the redevelopment agency, we have $601,000. In land sales, we have $485,000. I would suggest that if we do not succeed in getting, if we go ahead and pay for it, the CARES money, if for some reason it doesn't meet the some gray area, that then we'd say thank you very much, and we would take the $47,000, $47,400 out of land sales. So again, you've got our land sales down there total $485,000. And Kevin, that does not count the $150,000 land that we sold down where the railroad project is, that we set aside designated funds for the arena. Mm-hmm. So you can pay the $47,000 land. And by the way, under the guidelines of redevelopment agencies, you're not supposed to have a lot. We're supposed to use the land sale money anyway to enhance the industrial park. I was looking at our survey for the new 10-year plan, and very positive mark for the industrial park, and people talk about expanding it, but there wasn't too much interest in buying more land. I guess it's because people say, well, where are you going to get the land? But anyway, that's another issue. What I'd like to suggest is you give serious consideration to A, go ahead and get to, when the modified contract comes back to the energy, that we go ahead and do that for $59,400, taking the $12,000 refund we got from the industrial park project, and then put $47,400 with it and pay to put this gas line in. That's my proposal.
Okay, the $485,000 was from land sales.
Yeah, those are from land sales down the industrial park.
And the $600,000 was...
That's how much we have in the RDA reserve account. And that includes, there's money in there from the $150,000 from the land sale where the depot project is.
I would just assume save that $50,000 from the CARES Act just in case something...
Say what?
We don't know what's going to happen between now and still when.
Well, we have till November 30th to spend the CARES money.
That's what I was going to ask. My next question
is November 30th.
On when you have to use that money.
I asked Oxman today how much he can justify for sanitizing products, and that he did not very much. The high key priority for it, of course, is to pay for that transformer.
We've got $2,500 is what we bought. $2,500, I think, of hand sanitizer, temperature guns, and different things for the rest.
So, I don't know, is a $250,000 figure for the transformer in the ballpark? Is that low or
about right? It's going to be about right. Okay. We've had a change of plans. We're going to do something a little different, so I'm still waiting for some quotes.
Well, then, if you want to look at it like this, if you stick with the $250,000 figure for the transformer, you still have $160,000 available to you in CARES fund money, which has to be spent by November 30th.
And that can go where, Bob, that CARES money?
I got 100 pages.
Yeah.
The minute the mayor comes, I have to commend the mayor on this platform here, because when he came to me at first, I thought he was teasing me.
He laughed at me.
The more I looked into it, he had a valid point. Then we got we generated money and said, hey, our thesis is a solid one. More people, last time we talked about it, more people working from home, more people coming to their second homes. What we have, 3 times the UC between the same time frame, we're solid. Nobody's going to challenge that 250.
Okay.
Anyway, that's my suggestion.
That's a good thing.
But the I guess I'm confused on your CARES money. You're talking two different things here. How are you going to justify the CARES money on the gas line?
There's a section here that deals with economic development, and it says, under most circumstances, you cannot use CARES money for general economic development projects. However, there are cases where you can use it if you've had an economic impact happen in your county because of COVID-19. And that's why all these letters have gone to McAdams' office to see if we can find that gray area where we can do it.
I think that, to me, that's more of a long shot.
It is.
If you need somewhere to spend that money, I know some spots in the fire department we could use it.
Well, what I wish you'd do,
The thing of it is, we can replace it if we get it in November, by November 30th.
I'm suggesting you use it, and then if for some reason they come back and say, hey, we operate in good faith, but we don't agree with how you arrived at that. And I say, well, McAdams' office said this money, okay, no problem, then you just pay it out of the land.
There's no sanctions or penalties for doing that.
That's what I say, then we just go back to land sales and pay it.
That is correct.
Well, yeah, if you're prepared to take that approach, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
The bank on it, I don't.
My suggestion is we pay it out of that, you still got $160,000 to consider more projects, and then if for some reason, you know what, I won't bother with this, but I look at all these entities.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you on the side.
I have a suggestion on, there's a more compelling reason to use it that is more, I guess, more a hard case that shows it's directly tied to COVID that SAP can use it for. I think we need to do it, so if we pull out of land sales or we pull out of CARES fund, I don't know that.
Well, frankly, if you've got a more, I agree with both of you are saying, if you can find a more compelling reason to spend the money going over all these options you have, between now and November 30, I say go for that and pay the $47,400 land sales. You've got plenty of money. That's not even 10, that's 10% of what you got.
Here's my only thought is where I'm going with this. Huh? I've never thought about it before. Washer and dryers for turnout gear are significantly expensive. We're using the washer and dryer that's been in there for over 20 years that we've been in it for, that's not even really for this gear that we wash it for. So it's not really,
not commercial grade.
They're not what they're supposed to be, but.
That's probably a couple thousand dollars.
They're pretty pricey.
If you go commercial, you're talking.
They're pretty, well, they're specific for fire.
Oh, probably $10,000.
So, Mom, I got one more question.
Yes, sir.
I talked to Brittany today, and that pool, because of the COVID, she can only have 50 people in there versus 150. It's cost that pool a great amount of money. It's cost us a great amount of revenue up there at that pool because of COVID.
That's a great question. I went over that several weeks ago with Oxford. I said, get together with Brittany, because it looks to me like because it says right here, guidance. I think there's some real work, real judgment that we can do, because you can't use this money to replace money you have budgeted. But when we budgeted, we did not foresee the impact of the drop of revenue. So I think it's a valid. I think it's indeed a valid. We need to get enough.
I was just thinking about that $150,000. If we could alleviate some of the red out of that up there, you know.
That's a great idea. I chatted with Ox, and I'll follow up again with you.
Even the recreation. That's definitely a business loss there.
Yeah.
That's a revenue loss. And they're prepared to compensate, whether it's a municipality or business or whatever. So that,
yeah, for example,
that would definitely go through.
Yeah, because look at number 24 here. This is what we're doing with that $3 million. So the guy provides that elderly expenses may include stuff pertains to reimbursing the cost of business interruption. there's an example of business interruption by the private versus the public, like the private sector. That's why I went over that number like the gate today.
Yep. I'll just check into that one for that extra hundred and a half.
Well, with the recreation department and the library was shut down for a while.
Yeah, there's...
We're looking all over. Anyway, that's my proposal.
Okay.
I do think overall, when we use land sales or cash money, I think Mike and I have talked about it a lot, and he's made a good point about the fact that, look, it doesn't make any sense probably just to do a one-on-one. You can figure out a way to do it. And this is one way that we, as a public sector developer, could get that line in, either through land sales or using the cash money. That's all I'm suggesting. And I love the new owner, Riley. Know that we save again about $9,000, from $15,000 to $20,000 on asphalt.
Oh, one thing he did mention was he talked to Coulter about taking our zipper down and doing the crossings. Tyler did.
Yeah.
And he still is expecting us to do that, so.
That's got to know that.
Okay.
That's why with me, I just didn't do it all in one whack, because then the developers ain't waiting on us to do it in sections.
Well, yeah, and like I say, you've got a lot of money in land sales, and this is only 10% of all the money you have in land sales.
Okay.
So which motion or what we going to adopt?
Well, I'll make a motion that we accept Mark's proposal that's been presented to us tonight to use. You're talking about using cash money first, right, Mark?
Yeah, because we've already had the 107 we deposited in, and he could just draw down, or finance would draw down and pay it.
Use the cash money first if we can. If we can't, to replace that money with the land sales money.
And again, it won't affect the transformer, which is our number one priority.
Well, the other option is to pay it in land sales and go after as much cash money we can to support the swimming pool and everything else.
Yeah, there's that option.
I mean, what we don't want to do is use cash money to pay this when we could use cash money to pay a lot of the other.
You can't use land sales to pay for the pool.
And then get denied.
That's a good point.
And then get denied a few months down the road, and you end up pulling it out, and then we can't use cash money on this pool.
Right.
So
would it be better to just pay it out of land sales, and then if we've got any left over after we've covered the swimming pool and everything else, to then if there's some left over that we haven't been able to justify with CARES money, then you could apply for this. But
I'll go with that.
Mark, how would you do that transaction? Would you just take that and put it in your general fund or what? Or your pool fund, or
CARES money?
Yeah. How would that transaction happen?
Well, if you grab the money, if after you've already paid for something.
Well, no. If we decide to take the CARES money and help compensate for our losses at the pool, is that just a matter of transferring from that account to there, or because we have to spend it within by November, is that a way you could spend it? Is just by putting it in your account? Is my question.
Well, you have to, yet theoretically, if I look at the guidelines, the finance director can't draw the money down until he's got some, until he's ready. Like, for example, the transformer's a no-brainer because he's got hard numbers. I think you have to be able to show.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you already deposited the CARES money? Have we received the first draw?
The first draw, 107.
Okay, so usually the way that works is you receive the money.
Right.
And then you spend it. You pay for these things that you're talking about.
You do.
And then you get audited, and they determine whether that was qualifies for the CARE fund.
That's it.
And if it kicks back out, then you're left with paying it out of other resources.
Yeah.
So you go ahead and pay everything. And what I'm saying is pay everything, all of these things that we know can be justified, whether it's the pool or fire stuff or whatever, and pay all of that, and because they're going to fly through. They're going to just be easy to justify. And then if there's any money left over from that, which I doubt there would be, but then you could pay for it out of your land sales. So my suggestion would be to pay it out of land sales for right now. And then if you find you've got money left over, you can still take CARES money and pay that and pay us back for that. And then you just have to clarify it, justify it. correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's the way you could do it.
Your point is not accurate, turn the money in, you bring the money in, then you spend it, and then if they don't challenge it, you're okay. And we want to be upfront and honest in all things, and this is a gray area, this is a gray area, this one is. Whereas the transformer, I think you've got hard data, hard numbers that can definitely justify that one. And I don't worry, I think we can make, I'm pretty sure we can make the pool stuff work. And again, I chatted a week ago about that with David Oxman.
Okay.
A lot of the motion has to be stated there.
Just to do the gas main with the...
Land sales?
Land sales.
Motion would be to pay the cost of the gas line right now. And then make application for, to use CARE money, and then that way we'd be able to pay that expense back from the CARE money that we would, to your land sales account. So the attempt would be to quote, to apply for CARES money, pay for that, if he can make, if he can just... But for now, the gas line is underway. I mean, the other way you're going to do it is you're going to pay it directly out of CARES money, but you're only going to receive so much CARES money. And there's probably a lot of other things that are more important than the gas line, is what I'm saying, that would qualify very easily. Right? Am I wrong?
I have no problem at all. You have to, you can't reiterate, you have 12,000 reimbursement. You'll put 47,000, you'll put 47,400 with that out of land sales, and you've got 485,000 in land sales, so you will be taking 10% of your land sale money to put that gas line in, then the business is paid giving you energy to connect into it. And then you have till November 30th to spend 310,000 in CARES money, and I think that the 250,000 transformer, if I look at all these guidelines, that would definitely qualify. We can show that, we got hard data to show what the usage was a year ago compared to this year. And again, you triple.
Yeah. So how do you want to make the motion?
Well, I'll make the motion that we just use the land sales to pay for the gas money to be put in right now, and then look at other options for the CARES money to see where it goes.
To reimburse the expense of the gas line.
No.
If it qualifies.
If it qualifies.
Or other compelling reasons that do qualify. Maybe we just don't even, maybe the CARES money doesn't even pay for the gas line. It just is absorbed over some other needs.
It may go to the other needs.
Can we touch any of the county money?
We've been working with Kevin. Like I say, one of the things we're going to do first is Jeannie was sent out to all of our licensed businesses, because you can definitely reimburse, give grants to businesses who lost money because of COVID-19.
Right.
But we decided to work with the county because they have 3 million, we have 310,000, and we sent out like 400 people who have business licenses and they can apply online. What we were doing comes under number 28, which is a capital improvement project, which you can count under certain circumstances. And that's why when the bill was first passed in Congress, again, not to be redundant, we contacted McGavin's office to see if they thought to apply, and they're still investigating that. Just to put it, that is to say, you could use the money to pay for the gas line to service those new businesses. Well, I kind of like what you've done here, because you've got plenty of money in land sales. That way we can do it immediately. You can analyze all the other things you could that would qualify, and you have till November 30th to spend the full 310,000. And like I say, 250,000 is already committed to the transfer.
I'll second that. So the motion is that we bring the money out of land sales, use the EDA refund to pay for it.
Back to the gas line.
Okay. Okay, I got the motion by Sam and seconded by Justin to take the land sale money and the refund of the EDA to pay the $59,400 to do the gas gas line in the industrial park. Roll call.
I am bringing.
Okay, right now, we'll give you a minute.
So I have approved the gas line infrastructure being put in by paying the cost of the gas line right now with land sales money plus the $12,000 EDA refund to pay the $59,400.
Correct.
Right.
Roll call. Justin?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yes.
And Paul?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
And Sam?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Dominion Energy is about 2 months out, and I got an email yesterday from Steve Spain. Fuck, he said it's getting awful cold in my building.
So I got a question for you, Bob. So that thing's about $60,000. He still cares about after the transfer.
Yeah, he was saying 160 or something. I don't know where the.
We have 610. We got 310.
311. We have 311 in the care shop.
So that would be the balance after the transformer.
And we're not sure exactly where the transformer's going to fall. Somewhere around the 240.
Yeah, 400 business.
So.
Good. Bye. For care.
That's countywide, not citywide.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's countywide.
That's a lot of businesses. Maybe there's a lot of them.
It's countywide. Okay.
That took a lot longer than.
Can I make a motion to adjourn this?
I make a motion that we adjourn the CDR meeting.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned. We'll take a 5-minute break.